With that, we come to the time in our service where we lift up our joys and concerns as we give to praise to God after being blessed by the word. And we begin with the praise of the ministry of our church and all the ways that God is moving in and through it. And folks, we are officially in Holy Week. Not Holy Day, not Holy Sunday that's followed by Holy Sunday, but Holy Week. And there are some things going on this week to know about. First of all, we have our two Holy Week services, Thursday night at 7 p.m. I'm saying that carefully because last week I said it wrong. At 7 p.m., online only, is our Maundy Thursday service. Now, related to that, here is something brand new post during COVID. I don't know, can we call us post-ish COVID? But we have an open call for anyone who would like to help sing the hymns for the service. The recording with quick rehearsal will be Tuesday night from 5 to 6 p.m. So anybody who would like to help sing "What Wondrous Love Is This" and "When I Survey the Wondrous Cross," I can get you copies of that sheet music out of the hymnal or loan you a hymnal if you would like to be able to help with those. But anyone is invited Tuesday from 5 to 6 p.m. for those recordings. So that service is Thursday with Maundy Thursday Special Hymn Choir, we're going to call you. And then Good Friday is this Friday where we have our Seven Last Words service. This will begin at 10 a.m. We will release a portion of the service at 10, 11, 12, and 1. So the service is in four parts. You can either watch them as they are released, or you can watch them anytime beginning after 10 to be able to see it, because they will stay online. And so that is Friday. Then next Sunday is Easter Sunday. Yay! I'm super excited. I remember 2020, we were like, hey, we'll be back by Easter. Easter 2022. But we will have our traditional Easter service at 9:45. Kids will be singing, Paula will be singing, we've got a special quartet singing. It's going to be a wonderful service. And then to add an exclamation point to the service, after service we will have a hamburger lunch provided. Rudy's going to be pulling out the barbecue to grill up burgers, and I'm going to be making some macaroni salad and fruit salad to go with it to encourage people to stay for a few minutes after service to eat and to fellowship. And while we eat and fellowship, we will also have our annual Easter egg hunt in the park. Donations of Easter eggs and fillings are necessary, I guess would be the word. Talk to Miss Becky or drop them off with her if you would like to help. And so for the ministry of our church and all the ways that God is moving in and through it, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. In our prayers, we lift up, as we remember, the announcement last week of the passing of our brother Manny Carambas. And to let you know, related to that, the viewing for Manny will be at Green Hills on Thursday from 4:30 to 8:30. This is in person and will be live streamed through Green Hills. The service will be here in the sanctuary at 10 o'clock on Friday morning. All are invited to come to that service. It will also be live streamed through our church Facebook page if you would rather be able to attend that way. And there will be a reception to follow if you're interested in going to the reception. Information will be available at the service. And so for our brother Manny Carambas and his family as they grieve in his passing and prepare for the celebration of his life, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. Somewhat related to that, we lift in sadness of the passing of our brother Ken Hovsepian, who passed away yesterday. Prayers for the Hovsepian family, especially his wife Linda at this time. And so for the Hovsepian family, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. And then I would also like to lift up three of our sisters in Christ, Nola Pinter and Ruth McConnell, as both of them are on hospice care, somewhat responsive, but mostly unresponsive. And so we pray for them and for their families during this difficult time. And then praying healing prayers upon our sister Florence Garcia as she recovers from surgery that she had on Wednesday. And so for Nola, Ruth, and Florence, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. And then I noticed this morning that we did not have anybody who had dedicated the flowers, and they are gorgeous this morning. And so I made a last-minute decision that my kiddos are going to be going over to see their grandma on their dad's side, who is living in a memory care facility, as today is her birthday. And so a last-minute dedication of the flowers for Grandma Mary Dixon, who some of you may have met on her birthday today, from Kylie, Aiden, and Madison. And so for Mary on her birthday today, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. And with that, let's go to God in prayers this morning. Come on, technology. There we go. Let us pray. God of all hopefulness, God of my life, on this holy day of palms and passions, and through this, the holiest of weeks, when our Lenten journey finds its completion through pain, sorrow, despair, illness, losses of all kinds, through fear, anger, hatred, and finger pointing. We come to recognize the varied ways we work against you, O God, against your hopes and dreams for creation, against your love poured out in flesh and blood. We hang our heads and bow our hearts, seeking your forgiveness, yearning for your guidance, desiring your compassion. Fill us, we pray, with the ability to turn to you, kneeling before you. May your grace open our spirit that we may let you in, receive you, and take you in. Into our hearts and minds and souls, let you in that we might turn and return to you, that we might be transformed in you, through you, by you, and for you. Transformed once more this day, this week, into a new self, me, you. May we become a new people, a gentle people, a people of love and compassion, born anew from our deepest sorrow through the breadth of your forgiveness and love. And then may we do likewise, to forgive and to love. As we show our love to you, through the prayer that you have taught us to say as disciples, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against you. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. And now we turn into our time of offering our gifts unto the Lord. And I have a little bit of a gift for you as we move into our gift of song. Are you ready for this? I haven't said this in over 2 years, but if you look to the ends of the pew, if you will open your hymnals. I've been excited to say that. If you'll open your hymnals to number 451 that's on our screens as we sing together for our offering, Be Thou My Vision.